Hello and welcome. Hello and welcome to Totally Fit, and I'm your host, Lee Haney. And I would like to send a Happy New Year to each and every one of you. The year is off to a fantastic start, and we're excited about all the awesome things that we got going on. We have the Transformation Now Weight Loss Challenge that's going on. We have people from all over the United States that's a part of this awesome event. People have already been calling in, testifying of the results that they're already getting. So I want each and every one of you that's a part of that to stay motivated and keep the faith and believe with all of your heart, as I do, that you're working towards a better you. Because the key to long life and good health is found in exercise and proper nutrition. And more importantly, having that spiritual relationship. So you got to make sure that all of those bases are covered. But for those of you who are part of the challenge, thank you so much for allowing me and my team the opportunity to help you become a stronger, better, more fit you for the long haul. Now, today's show, we're going to be talking about managing age through nutrition and proper exercise. Now, none of us want to get old. You know, we try our very best to hold on to our youth as long as we possibly can. But as any senior would tell you, that it's impossible to remain young. You remain young at heart, but the body is going to get old. There's no doubt about it. We have no power over that whatsoever. However, we can make choices that can help manage and slow down the aging process. Now, there's a lot of different ways to go about doing that. You know, so you say, a lot of people do, they get into the surgeries. A lot of people get into the different type of therapies that's out there and available. However, I feel the number one way to do that is through proper nutrition, exercise, and keeping a spiritual balance. I found that to be so in my journey. I'm 56 years young, and I like to say young. I always use that type of that analogy. I related to the fact that, you know, if you read the Bible, you'll know that. And then when it talks about Abraham being 76 years old when the good Lord called him. So at the age of 56, I'm still a puppy. So I'm looking forward to all the other things that God got in hand for me. But guess what? I know I have to have a body to be here to live out that mission. And so do you. So let's jump right in here. Managing age through nutrition and proper exercise. You know, there's a saying that goes, you are what you eat. That is extremely important because no one wakes up at the age of 40 with heart disease, you know, just came out of nowhere. Well, in some cases, people are positioned for heart disease and things such as that. But you look at over a period of time, what this person has been doing to their system as far as what they eat, how they go about resting, and the amount of exercise given, a lot of time the majority of the damage is done by way of not taking care of those particular things. Now, time a youngster come into the world, it's the job of the father and the mother to make sure that their nutrition is being taken care of properly. You know, and we're all excited about our kids and want to make sure that they remain healthy, so we make it a point to give them clean drinking water. We make it a point to give them the type of food that's high in fiber and green veggies, you know, particularly those green peas. Ah, those things are terrible. As I look back, I think it should be outlawed that babies were forced to eat green peas. However, the fiber was the most important thing, the green beans and all of those good things, you know, that was part of that in the cereals. All of these things we gave to our kids growing up to make sure that they grow to be healthy adults. So in managing age, that has to be done time a child enters the world, the time we get here, that plan should already be put in place and is put in place by our parents. But as we start to get older, we know more than they do, and we start to waver as far as not doing what we know to do right. And there's enough information out there floating around as far as what a good balanced nutritional program should look like. It, you know, we have these different categories of the amount of recommended fiber and dairy and meats and those things. It's there for us to partake in and read about. But we get a little lazy sometimes, or we get too in a hurry. And then sometimes some of us just ignore it altogether, you know, just feeding our taste buds, which ends up causing us problems down the road. So let's be smart. Let's be, I would like to say, intentional in taking care of our bodies and giving our bodies the right thing. So I always use, when I'm out doing speaking engagement, I always talk about, you know, in and out foods, foods that go into the body, give it the type of nutrition that's needed, and then foods that exit the body. And, of course, these are things that's high in fiber. Fiber has got to be a big part of our nutritional program. You have your proteins, your chicken, your fish. You know, you have your beans, which is a combination protein and carbohydrates, still high in fiber. Then, of course, you have your dairy products, such as cheese or milks that are high in protein also, that helps to feed the muscle. And building muscle is important in keeping your metabolism healthy and staying strong. So you got to have that. Then, of course, you have your carbohydrates, which is really our source of energy. Carbohydrates break down into something called glycogen, which is stored in the cell for energy. If you're going to work, you're going to be physical, pushing, pulling, walking, and so forth. Your system is going to need carbohydrates in order to function. You know, without carbohydrates, you will not feel good. You will not be able to perform, period. So they have to be there. What type of carbohydrates? Well, we want to always focus on the type of carbohydrates that burn slow. They don't spike in the body, like white flour, white sugar, and, you know, different type of white pasta products, because that sends the insulin level, you know, up very fast. You want what we call low glycemic index carbohydrates, which is things such as whole grain, whole wheat, things like oatmeal, things like beans, a low glycemic index. If you do a pasta, it needs to be a whole wheat. You're talking broccoli, sweet potatoes. These are low glycemic carbs there. Good for long-lasting energy. And once again, it doesn't spike the insulin level, which that's not what you want. You know, for those who are diabetic, you got to be very careful with the type of carbohydrates that bring about these spikes, white bread, white flour, white sugar. Okay, so let's be conscious of that. Now, as far as fats are concerned, you know, the fat found in the egg, there's a lot of controversy concerning it. It creates cholesterol. Well, guess what? Your brain has to have cholesterol in order to function off of it. Your body has to have cholesterol in order to make our hormones. So there is good cholesterol as well as there is bad. And what is found in the egg is not a bad type of cholesterol. Matter of fact, it has something called choline, and also leptin, which have fat-burning properties. And then, of course, you have your things out there, your cooking oil, such as coconut oil, is really hit the market, and a lot of people are paying attention to it. People say, well, it's a type of fat that hardens. You know, it's a saturated. It's different because it's made by Mother Nature. And it comes by way of something natural, a natural fruit, so to speak, which is a coconut. So that is fantastic. Fantastic. Can you excuse me just for a second? I'll be right back. Got to step away for a moment. Sorry for the delay, and welcome back. This is your host, Lee Haney, Totally Fit Radio. I apologize for having to step away, but our topic today is age management and managing age through nutrition and proper exercise. As I talked about earlier, one of the things we had talked about with nutrition in the form of protein, carbohydrates, fat. Now, we were finishing up with fats when we were talking about coconut oil. I also want to add to that is safflower oil. All of these are good. Olive oil, you know, some can be used to, the majority can be used to cook with, particularly coconut oil, safflower oil. Now, a little bit careful with olive oil. It can't take too much heat because it becomes a bit toxic when you do that. So I prefer olive oil to be used in salads and that sort of thing. So just be careful and be mindful of those type of making sure that that type of fat is included in the diet versus fat that comes from saturated fats such as animal fats or animal protein. So you want to manage your age, and you do that by putting the right things in the body. So those are your foods, your protein, carbohydrates, and your fats. Now let's talk about the importance of water. Water is extremely important. There's a lot of people that die each year from being dehydrated. So that recommendation of 8 to 10 glasses of water a day is extremely important. It helps to flush waste out of the body. It keeps the whole system hydrated because each and every time you move a joint or you walk, your body needs fluid in order to do that, in order to get rid of waste and have a you know, your system is for your bowel and colon to work properly. You have to have water. Water has to be there, and good quality water. You know, I love using spring water. What I like about it, when you look at, if you get the right type of spring water, always read the label because it's going to have a registered spring listed as to where those water come from. You know, I much prefer that than tap water. However, if you don't have any choice, then A-OK. And so those are my recommendations now. Good food, good quality water. Now, as far as supplementation is concerned, that's a biggie too. One big thing that I strongly recommend, which most of you probably heard me talk about on the show before, is detoxing. Detoxing is very important. Just like you take your automobile in and get it service every 3,500 to 4,000 miles. You need to do that with your body also. We have what is called Lee Haney's 7-Day Systemic Cleansing and Detox System, which have a combination of herbs that help clean the liver, kidney, bloodstream, and urinary system. Then we also have within that same formulation nutrients that help to clean the colon. And the two is important. So we're cleaning the organs, internal organs. Then we're cleaning the colon. And the results of that has been fantastic. As you listen to some of the testimonies on our health and fitness community, you hear people talking about the benefits of the detox and how it sort of jump-started their metabolism and caused them to get rid of waste and bloat. And some people have lost as much as 6 to 11 pounds by doing the 7-day systemic cleansing and detox. Energy level has gone out of the roof. So I strongly recommend that. And that, again, is part of managing your age. Because when it comes down to it, in order to feel good, your system has to be working properly. You can't get good gas mileage off of, you know, when you have a cloth jet or cloth carburetor in your automobile. So the body works the same way. You have to get rid of waste and bloat in the system in order for the system to fire properly, in order for that metabolism to work, in order to give you energy, sustainable energy. Now, speaking of energy, there's oftentimes I run into people saying, well, I'm tired, I feel bloated, I don't have energy. And the first thing I ask them, well, when was the last time you did a detox? A lot of people say, well, I never did that. And I looked them straight in the eyes and said, would you drive your automobile 10 years and never change the oil in the filter? They said, of course not. Well, guess what? You just done that to your body. So that detoxing is a huge part of keeping the system healthy and keeping the system firing properly. So, and now beyond that, there's the medical industry has started to look at the potency of vitamin D3, which in the health and fitness world, particularly when it comes to a fitness buff, bodybuilding world, we've always known D3 to be extremely important. Number one, if you can get it from direct sunlight, it's fantastic. I'm not saying go outside in the middle of the day and get a heat stroke or get skin damage. You got to be smart. You need to put sunscreen on. But to give yourself a certain amount of sunshine daily is extremely important because you get D3 directly from the sun. Now, if you can't get out and you work inside of an office and so forth, you want to get D3 in a supplement form. And the recommendation is generally anywhere between 6,000 to 10,000 international units per day. And the cool thing about it, D3 is extremely affordable. And most of you hearing this broadcast has probably got this information from your doctors anyway, because I found out 4 or 5 years ago that I was D3 deficient. As much as I exercise and work out, still not quite as much time spent outside in the sun. I'm not in California or Arizona. So, you know, we have the periods of time here that there's no sunlight. When we do hit the sun, we go out for a quick run or whatever, a little exercise, and then we're back on the inside. So that D3 is extremely important. What does it do? Ah, yeah. It builds bone density, which is extremely important, particularly as we age. And again, we talked about managing age. It also helps to regulate blood pressure, which is extremely important. Then it helps balance your blood sugar level. Then the other thing that it does, it helps with clarity, brain clarity, and it's been known to be mentioned to help fight cancer. So all of these things are benefits of D3, and I recommend it as a must in your diet when it comes to managing your age. Extremely important for prostate health for men, for ovary health, and breast cancer or prevention. For women, I highly recommend vitamin D3 on a daily basis. Now, the other thing that's out there in the market that's very good is the probiotic. Probiotic is fantastic. It's a new item that we're going to be adding to our supplement list that we'll be carrying very soon. And you can go to LeeHaney.com and see the different supplements that are named there. We have our 7-day systemic cleansing and detox there. You can also find a link that shows you where our products are available now. So when you go to LeeHaney.com, take a look at that link, and that information has been made available to you. And again, we're talking about managing age. And for those of you who are just tuning in, my name is Lee Haney. I'm the host of the show and the creator of Totally Fit Radio and 8-time Miss Olympia. I also was appointed chairman on the President Bill Clinton, chairman on the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports. So this is who I am. This is what I do. We talk in nutrition. Now, when it comes to exercise, that's the other key element. Your nutrition is 75% of you managing your age and staying on top of your game, whereby the other percentage, 25%, not to downplay that 25%, is extremely important. It should come by way of exercise. And what you've heard me say on several other occasions, for those of you who listen to the show, is that functional training that lends itself to your natural function, pushing, pulling, bending, squatting, stretching, core, all of that is important. And building the right type of exercise program. I recommend using dumbbells in order to do so, or the weighted medicine ball. When I say dumbbell, for functional training, I only use 15 to 20 pounds myself. So your average person, ladies around 5 pounds, 6 pounds, guys, anywhere between 12 to 15 pound dumbbells, that's more than enough. It does a combination of things. Number one, builds strength. Number two, it helps create muscle, and muscle burns fat, which gives you a healthy metabolism. Number three, functional training also includes core training, which is important for the tie-in of the back and the abdominal area for core stability. Because a lot of things that happens in people when they start to age, they lose that strength in that particular area. They become very fragile and easy to be thrown off balance or fall. We've all heard of seniors falling and breaking their hips in latter years. Well, this is one of the problems, a weak core. Then the other thing is the lack of muscle. So resistance training is important in managing your age. Then we have the cardio element of functional training, which could be speed walking, treadmill, elliptical, or jogging in place or stepping in place. All of those things are important. And then flexibility, stretching, all of that is inclusive in a good functional training workout. Strength training, core training, flexibility, and cardio. All of that should be there. And if you put all of those different elements together, you have the ultimate age managing component right there. Right there. Exercise, functional training. You can't get better than that. Now, there's a third element that I want to mention, and that is your spiritual wellness. Meditation, that's everything. Because all of us know that, you know, in the course of things, you can be 100% on top of the world physically as it relates to exercise and nutrition, yet you can be out of balance or out of focus or off track when it comes to the spiritual component. All of us has heard from time to time someone who brought to you a negative report or and something that sort of rattled you inwardly. All of a sudden your heart is beating fast, you get nervous, or you get these cold sweats and so forth. Well, nothing didn't attack you physically on the outside, but it hit you internally. Knowing how to deal with stress, deal with situations like that we can't physically control, but have to call upon the mental part of ourselves, or the spiritual part of ourselves, is everything. So giving time to that is of the utmost importance. For me, I love reading the Bible. That's one of my best ways of strengthening myself inwardly, you know, scripture reading and so forth. Then a walk in the park is good, where I'm alone with nature and I get to see the beauty of God's creation, hear birds sing, so relaxed. Particularly with a nice cup of hot tea in the evening and listen to a little jazz music, some Ron Canole, which is one of my favorites there, you know, Donnie McClurk, you know, just some awesome ministers of the gospel that have some beautiful music that sort of calms the waters from time to time. So these things are extremely important. If you follow them, a good basic comprehensive nutritional program, a regular exercise program with functional training and the spiritual component, you're going to be able to manage your age, and it will be good and well with you in years to come. Remember, you reap whatever you sow. If you sow the seeds of good health and age management, then you're going to be in good health in years to come. Now, for those of you who have questions, want to seek out this functional training, what does it look like? Guess what? You can go to leehaney.com. That's LeeHaney.com. And you can order a total body functional training workout DVD. We also have what is called Cuberobics, which a lot of you are familiar with the song Cupid Shuffle. Well, my dear friend Cupid has turned that into an aerobic video. So you can follow along with that and enjoy yourself and get some dance steps in, get that exercise in, and also follow the program as it relates to our online community. We talk about eating. We take you shopping, showing you what you need to do there. So you want to be an educated consumer. in order to manage age, in order to take care of yourself, you got to have a form of education. And that's what Totally Fit Radio is all about. Thank you so much. I look forward to meeting and greeting you again on our next Totally Fit episode. God bless you. This is Lee Haney. See you next time.